If you're anxious, this video is for you. If you already know me and already know EFT tapping, you can skip forward and start with the tapping sequence straight away. If you don't, hi, I'm Marianne. I guide people to have an amazing life, especially those whose voices have been historically silenced. So if that's you, welcome. I'm certified as a trauma-informed coach and an EFT tapping practitioner, and I'm also an what am I? I'm also an NBC trainer. I have over 10 years of experience working with people, and I'm happy that you're here. So EFT tapping is scientifically proven to help with anxiety, depression, trauma, and basically anything where our subconscious beliefs play a role, which is everything. And so we're going to tap on certain points of the face and the body, like a bit of the upper body as well. And in doing so, you regulate your nervous system. And if you do it for at least a couple of weeks every day, you rewire the brain to have less of those anxious thoughts. And so it's the one thing that really helped me personally with anxiety. And I hope it will help you as well. I will say certain sentences. You can repeat them after me. If they completely don't resonate, just don't say anything and just keep tapping wherever we are tapping. If they feel like a little bit of a stretch, do tap on them because you'll start believing them after a couple of times. And other than that, make sure you have some water to drink afterwards and let's get started. So we're going to start tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I feel anxious right now, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I feel anxious right now, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though part of me feels really anxious right now, I deeply and completely love that part of me. It's okay if you don't believe this, just repeat it. Gonna go to the inside of the eyebrows. All this anxiety. All this anxiety in my body. I might feel tension in my throat. I might feel tension in my stomach. I might feel tension in my neck and shoulders. I might feel butterflies everywhere. It's the collarbones. I might feel tension anywhere in my body. It feels uncomfortable. I might even feel panicky. Right now, I welcome these feelings, which doesn't mean that they're comfortable. Just means I'm going to give them some attention. This vulnerable part in me that feels really anxious. Oftentimes, it's our inner child. This vulnerable part of us. And I'd like to welcome this part. And also not having it behind the driving wheel. I'm going to put this part in the back of the car. I'll put it in the safety seat. I'll carefully close the safety belt. I'll give my inner child a blanket. And I'll tuck them in. And I'll say a few words to them. I'm here for you. I will always be here for you. You are safe with me. Be careful, by the way, not to tap very fast when you're anxious. Just try and slow down. You're safe with me. I'm protecting you. I'm standing up for you. I'm supporting you. You don't have to do this alone. We're in this together. And maybe part of you thinks, I have to be anxious. I need anxiety to be alert for danger. If I'm not anxious, something bad will happen. And I'll be mad at myself for not preventing it. We're being anxious because we're giving ourselves all the responsibility. I'd like to move, sorry. I'd like to move through this way of thinking. I can only do what I can do. And my body is made to respond when it's needed. I'll get alert as soon as it's needed. This very second, it's not needed. I will get alert when I need it. So I can tell my inner child again. Right now, you're safe. And you can breathe. And my mature self is behind the steering wheel. They know exactly where they want to go. And they can go there even when there's a little bit of anxiety. I'm tapping into my strong self. I'm tapping into my mature self. They know what they want. And they know how to get there. I might even tap into my older self. Me when I'm 110 years old. I'm freaking wise. I'm looking back at myself today. And I'm thinking, oh, what a little baby. And from this wise self, I can tell myself a couple of things as well. You're doing amazing. You're doing things despite being scared sometimes. You're way more powerful than you think. And you might already have all the information. You just need a moment to breathe. When you relax, you'll know exactly what to do. But right now, you don't have to make any decisions. You just wanna connect with your body. And you might try to relax your shoulders just a little bit. Relax your jaw just a little bit. Relax your chest just a little bit. Feel the air coming into your lungs. Relax your belly just a little bit. Relax your inner thighs just a little bit. Relax all the muscles in your body just a little bit. It's safe for you to be relaxed. It's safe for you to be relaxed. It's safe for you to focus on what you can control. It's safe for you to not be perfect. Other people can do what they want and think what they want. You are focused on yourself. Relaxing even a little bit more. Letting all the thoughts melt away. Any thoughts about doom scenarios can melt away. If any thoughts come up in you, they can just melt away. Keep breathing. We're going to slowly round up. Tap your juicy cheeks. You can swap, then it feels like somebody else is tapping you. If that feels funny. And you can do this. Take a deep breath. Have some water. Let me know in the comments how it was for you. Also, if you want a shorter version of this, let me know. Send this to someone who might use might want to, how do you say that? Might want, I'm so relaxed, I can't think, might want some relaxation as well. There you go. All right. See you next time. Bye bye.